حسبه الله والله أكبر.
استغفر الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, why do Muslims fast? This is a question that sometimes we hear from non-Muslims, and it's important for us to be able to give the right answer. Is fasting just abstaining from eating and drinking and fulfilling the sexual passion, or there is more to fasting than just that abstinence? Is there a noble cause behind fasting? It is very important that we understand the depth of wisdom that is behind this one pillar of Islam, one of major commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly stated the objective of fasting when he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you who believe, fasting was ordained for you as it was ordained for those who were before you, so that you may attain taqwa. Attaining taqwa, possessing this great quality, is the objective of siyam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran. Fasting is an act of worship through which the servant draws closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by abandoning his wants, his desires, things that he need for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fasting, the fasting person give preference for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves over what he himself loves. Dear brothers and sisters, in fasting, the person demonstrates the truthfulness of his iman and his trust in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of forgiveness, of mercy, of reward, and of everlasting bliss in paradise. Fasting is a test that distinguishes between the person who is true to his commitment to his deen, true to his compliance with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the one who is not. Because fasting takes place during the day, not during the night. During the day, when the person is actively pursuing his interests, it is during the time of needs, not during the night when people are sleeping. And therefore it requires some sacrifice to give up those things that are desired to every human being. Dear brothers and sisters, the main objective is taqwa. Taqwa is very precious. It is our passport to paradise. And there is no word that is more comprehensive than the word of taqwa. There is no quality that is dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than taqwa. And had there been a quality that is dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than taqwa, it would have been His command to all nations. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead told us that He has commanded the first and the last of people to have taqwa. As He said, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. We have enjoined upon those people who have been given the book before you and upon you to have taqwa. So there is no quality that include more benefits in this life and the life to come than taqwa. And Ramadan is a training course. The main objective of is to develop this quality which is taqwa and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Siyam is a means to taqwa because of its characteristic. Siyam helps us curb our desires, curbs our temptations. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has even prescribed siyam for the youngsters who, even though they desire to marry but they cannot afford to marry, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribed fasting for them because it curbed their desire. Dear brothers and sisters, there are many points of wisdom. There are many lessons of Ramadan. There are many benefits. It is a shahr that is blessed, that is mubarak, which means it includes many benefits. We have number one benefit, that it is our means to taqwa. And number two, siyam trains us to develop the quality of ikhlas, the quality of purifying our intention and making it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because unlike other acts of worship, siyam is a private act of worship. When somebody fasts for the sake of Allah, the only one who knows that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Because it is easy to cheat when it comes to fasting. It's easy for someone to hide somewhere and eat and drink. And therefore when the person fasts, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows that he is fasting, and therefore he has a special reward. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Hadith Qudsi, that الصيام لي وأنا أجزي به. Fasting is performed sincerely for me, and therefore I am the one who will reward for it. So it is a secret that is between the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not subject to show off as other acts of worship, because when it comes to praying, it requires an action to pray. When it comes to zakah, it requires an action to give zakah. And the same apply to most of the acts of worship. However, when it comes to fasting, it is abstinence. It is no action. What matter In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is this intention, am I fasting, abstaining for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? If the person fasts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one who knows this in reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, in fasting, people train themselves to purify their intention and to have this quality of ikhlas and purity of intention. Dear brothers and sisters, fasting reminds us of the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we fast, we suffer. We realize our weaknesses. We realize our dependency on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything, in all aspects of our life. And we remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stands free from any need. He is independent from anyone or anything. He does not have need for food or drink or wife or son or anything. And when we suffer this hunger, realize this need, we remember the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. O mankind, you are the ones who stand in need of Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed al-ghani, the one who is self-independent, self-sufficient. He is absolutely stand free of need of anything or anyone. And Al-Hamid, the one who is praising of all, worthy of all praises. When people fast, dear brothers and sisters, they also remember that these necessities, these bounties that one is depriving himself from are nothing but means. Because in the busyness of our daily lives, in the hustle of and bustle of this life, we tend to forget what are the means and what are the ends. Many times we can convert the means into ends. So in fasting gives us an opportunity to ponder over our food and our drink and our needs, and the fact that these are none but means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in order for us to serve the purpose of life, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Dear brothers and sisters, fasting reminds us of the last day, because a day will come when people will stand for a long time, when people will suffer from thirst, when people will find will not find food or drink, except those people who will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving some drink by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Al-Hawd. So we remember that long severe day, and we remember the condition of the dwellers of the hellfire, who cry for help. ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين. The dwellers of the hellfire will cry for help, and they will beg the dwellers of paradise to pour for them some water or something of the sustenance that was provided for them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the answer will be, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited these bounties upon those who disbelieve. So, It reminds us of the time of thirst, the time of hunger, that will be the time of difficulty and pain, and remind us of the need for us to be straight upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we have easy time on the day of resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters, fasting is a training course for us in order to have self-discipline, in order for us to be in control of our lives, to have the reign of our souls, to be the captain of our ship and the sailor of our soul. It is a training course in which we practice command and control over our own souls, so that whenever we have an urgent need for something, we say, no, you cannot, because you are fasting. When we practice this, this strengthen our willpower, strengthen us in general, strengthen our control over ourselves. And the secret of the inner strength of every person is their ability to be in control of themselves. And this leads, this quality of being able to control ourselves and employ ourselves, subjugate ourselves, so that it submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is what leads us to paradise, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. As for him who fears his stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forbids himself from following its likes and dislikes, from following its desires and temptations, it is paradise. Paradise is the abode of such a person. So this is, again, fasting is a 30 days training course wherein we stay away from certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible. We abstain from permissible things, and this gives us a lot of strength, so that when we are faced with a haram choice, we say no. Because the person who abstains from something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible, he's more likely to be further away from something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. أقول قولي هذا وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, we are trying to shed some light on the wisdom behind fasting. And there are many, many points of wisdom. There are many lessons. And in short, fasting is an institution that develops our character and makes us humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humble before the truth that is in the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A humbleness that implies submission to whatever instruction in them. It makes us humble before Allah and humble before the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this humbleness before the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implies that we be always mindful of their rights and deal with them with kindness and with the manners taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. Dear brothers and sisters, fasting is the month of sabr, perseverance. As a matter of fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself called Ramadan شهر الصبر, the month of perseverance. And there are many similarities between sabr and perseverance. Perseverance is of three different types, and all of them are included in fasting. Perseverance in obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perseverance in staying away from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And persevering towards Qadr Allah, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These three types of sabr are included in fasting. And therefore the reward of fasting is similar to the reward of perseverance, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning sabr, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The people who persevere, endure with patience, those people will have their reward without measure. It is open reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Hadith Qudsi, وَالصِّيَامُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, that siyam is performed sincerely for my sake, and therefore I am the one who reward for it. So unlike other acts of worship, they have a specific amount of reward for their performance. Fasting is left open to the most gracious, to the most generous, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward the fasting people. Fasting, dear brothers and sisters, is a training course to develop our whole character, refine our character, and be more courteous when we are dealing with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in many hadith, one of them is, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةً أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. The one who does not abstain from all prohibited acts and statements, Allah has no need for this person to leave his food and drink. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, لَيْسَ الصِّيَامُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ إِنَّمَا الصِّيَامُ مِنَ اللَّهُ وَالرَّفَثِ, that fasting is not by abstaining from eating and drinking. Rather, fasting is to abstain from vain talk and indecent acts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفَثْ وَلَا يَجْهَلْ. If one of you is fasting, so let him abstain from indecent acts and from acting foolishly. So does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, is he permitting us to eat and drink? Or is he telling us don't go ahead and not fast? No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is drawing our attention to the purpose of fasting. The purpose of fasting is for this heart to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in constant remembrance of Allah, to be constantly conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this kind of consciousness drives the person to be better in dealing with Allah and in dealing with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is to tell us, listen, yes, you may fulfill the obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon you by abstaining from eating and drinking. However, you will not have the full reward of fasting, which is so immense that Allah alone is the one who rewards for it, until you really fast. Every fiber of your body fast, your hearing fast, your tongue fast, your eyesight fast, your brain fast, and your hands fast, your legs fast, your feet fast, your private part fast. everything in your fast. This is when the person can attain the reward, the full and the complete reward for fasting, the magnitude of which is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, by fasting we choke the shaitan. Fasting tightens the pathways of shaitan within the body of the fasting person. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that shaitan runs through us as blood runs in our veins. So when we fast, we tighten these pathways for the shaitan, and therefore he will not be as free to misguide and to whisper as he is when we are not fasting. And therefore fasting was prescribed as a remedy for those people who have the desire to marry but cannot afford to marry yet. So this is another benefit of fasting, another point of wisdom behind fasting. I hope that we are starting to see and realize the depth of wisdom behind fasting, that it is not just to stay away from eating and drinking. Fasting reminds us to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remind us to appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's part of the human being, part of the nature of the human being to forget the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not to appreciate them with the appreciation that is appropriate for these bounties of Allah, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you are to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to count them. You'll never be able to count them. We enjoy so many bounties, but we are heedless concerning these bounties. All of us breathe, right? We breathe. You know, many people, or some people, are deprived of this. They cannot breathe but with pain. But we breathe by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, when they breathe, it is that they feel difficulty by breathing. How many of us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this bounty, for the bounty of breathing? So the point is, we are deprived during the day of Ramadan from food, from drink, from eating foods, from enjoying certain needs that we enjoy in otherwise. And this will make us appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appreciate them, because many times we forget that these are bounties. We take it for granted that alhamdulillah, we open our refrigerator, we find a lot of food, and alhamdulillah, there is plenty of food and drink everywhere. This is a reminder for us to appreciate this great bounty of food and water and all other bounties from which we are deprived during the day of fasting. Dear brothers and sisters, fasting is the month of generosity, of kindness to other people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was most generous, but he was even more generous during the month of Ramadan. And he opened for us so many ways by which we can show kindness and generosity during the month of Ramadan. Example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man fattara sa'iman falahu ajru." Whoever feed a fasting person will have his reward, without diminishing the reward of the fasting person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has enjoined us to pay zakat al-fitr, which is again a fulfilling a need of the poor people. So these are different ways by which we be more generous, more kind, more compassionate towards the needy people. And when we fast, when we feel the hunger, and the thirst. We remember those people who are always hungry and always thirsty. And when we feel hungry and thirsty and remember that at the time of Maghrib we are going to find some food, we have plenty of food. When we are to break our fast, we remember those people who cannot find the food to eat during the breakfast. So this sharing this feeling is important. Is important for people to have some feeling for the needy people, because many times having filled stomach at all time and not feeling the thirst at all times will make people forget people of need. And this brings us to the last point that I'm going to address in this khutbah, and that is the fact that fasting is the month of unity and brotherhood and solidarity between Muslims. Because when we talk about generosity, we talk about people who are giving, we also this requires that there are people who are receiving, people who are taking this donation. And this relationship of fulfilling the need of the needy people will solidify the ranks of the believers and will make them feel their brotherhood, their unity, and that the poor people will remember that the rich people have thought of them and have cared for them, and this in itself solidify the ranks of the Muslims and strengthen the bond of the brotherhood between them. The month of Ramadan is a month of unity. We start our fast together, we break our fast together, we pray Taraweeh together, we share the feeling of thirst and hunger together. And again, this shows in this there is a display of unity and brotherhood between the Muslims. There are many, many other benefits. And the question with which we started is, why do Muslims fast? Muslims fast for these many, many benefits. There are many points of wisdom for fasting. It's not just abstaining from eating and drinking and sexual passion. And in the end, inshallah, let me just in 1 minute, inshallah, summarize these points of benefit. Number one, fasting is our means to taqwa, and taqwa is the most precious thing. It is our passport to paradise and salvation from the hellfire. Fasting develops sincerity, ikhlas, and purity of intention in us. It is, trains us to be more sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting reminds us of the glory, the grandeur, and the magnificence of Allah and His perfection. Because we remember that we have needs and we may die if we don't meet this need, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is glorified from all needs. Fasting reminds us of the hereafter. Fasting trains us to have more self-discipline and control over ourselves. It makes us the captain of our ship and the sailor of our soul. Fasting is the month in which we learn how to endure with patience, which is a quality necessary for every act of worship and in facing the challenges of daily life. Fasting develop our character in a whole, make us better behaved human beings. By fasting we tighten the pathways of the shaitan, and therefore make the shaitan incapable of doing what he does when we are not fasting. Fasting makes us appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore make us more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting is the month of generosity, kindness, and compassion towards the others. fasting also in the end. And finally, fasting is the month of unity and brotherhood of between Muslims. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand the true sense of fasting and make us fast in the fast according to the true understanding of fasting, realizing the depth of wisdom behind fasting. Aqulu qawli hadha wa aqimu as-salah. Yusuf, تعال أم الصلاة جزاك الله خير.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Excuse me, yeah.